Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Oh my goodness.
Oh. Good morning. Good morning. This is Cynthia. How are you this morning? I'm sorry, I have a little technical difficulties this morning. Sorry about that. Wow, welcome to Circles of Prosperity. I'm Cynthia Johnson, your host, along with Dr. Reggie Johnson.
Good morning.
Good morning. Oh my God, it's Christmas time and I'm all I'm on all
Christmassy.
I'm Christmassy. I'm so Christmassy this morning. You know, it's Christmas Eve. Things are yummy. Get ready to cook, wrap gifts. If you haven't decorated, you're running around decorating and scrambling this morning. It's all fun. It's all about the love, is it not? Yes, it is. It's about the love. And this morning, we're just going to have a very short program to really honor that divine energy that manifested on our planet by the name of Jesus, Yeshua. And that represents the Christ energy that is within you.
Amen.
He walked this planet. He shared his teachings, his beliefs, to awaken us so that we could have a life more abundantly. And we set aside this time of year to honor his birth, the birth of those teachings. So we wanted to remind you what Christmas is really all about. It is about you becoming aware of the Christ energy in you. Your journey, your walk on planet Earth is to rediscover your divine energy and your divine connection to Source, which is equals and means the One, equals and means oneness, equals and means God. Dr. Reggie, can you take us into our opening prayer this morning?
Heavenly Father, we are so grateful to be alive today in the 21st century at a time of ascension, a time of learning, and following the blueprint of the Christ. Gleaning from the words Christ Mass, that's what this is. The Christmas is the Christ Mass, and we honor that energy. And we give homage to the sacred power that we have within us, and within every single living human being and sacred creature. We thank you for this time of joy, upliftment, being grateful for everything, regardless of just the toys and the gifts. It's more than that. It's our love for each other. The purest gift we can give is love for each other, the heart that shares the Christ beat in our bodies, that you gave us utterance and gave us life. That is the joy of living right here and right now. And we wish everyone who's listening the power and the energy and the signature of the mantle of the Christ, that they grow and live and have their being in that same energy, and not to worry or be stressed out because the time is where it is. It's just another day, but it's a day of honoring Christ in us at the highest. We believe this is so. And so it is.
And so it is. And so it is. So some of you, Dr. Reggie and I really had not planned on being on the air this morning, but he felt compelled that we come and just share a brief word with you this morning, because sometimes during this season we have feelings that come up that don't really serve us well. We maybe feel lonely. We feel, it's the end of the year. Maybe we didn't accomplish what we wanted to accomplish. It's really a time of year where we really, some of us, beat ourselves up. And we wanted to give you an encouraging word this morning.
Amen.
You know, that you are not alone. And that there is a loving energy, that the universe, the entire universe, the entire cosmos is here to support you. You are part of that. And to love yourself, that which you are seeking right now, you need to become.
Mm.
So if you are alone, then you need to go find people and befriend to them, and you won't be alone. There will be other people that reach out and help other people during this time that may be feeling that, and that will fill the void in your heart. That which you wish, you must become. That's one of the basic principles we teach here at Circles of Prosperity. If you're seeking love, become love. Become love. Go love on some people this holiday season.
I like that statement. And even if it's something simple as a Christmas card or just a visit to someone unexpectedly or just to share a holiday meal with somebody or give somebody a smile, that is the best gift to give someone. Believe it or not, it really is. It's not always tangible. Those intangible things will last forever. Those memories cannot die. That's a part of consciousness that's eternal.
I know, you know, we have many children. And one of our young'uns, they had a baby. So I think this is their first or Christmas with the baby. It's maybe their second Christmas with the baby, but the baby's just is walking now and trying to talk and everything. So, you know, I think she was born in December. But anyway, he said, I'm not teaching her about Christmas, about, you know, the material Christmas of the gifts and things of that nature. He said, every day is Christmas in our household. And I thought that was such a beautiful thing to say. So they go all out for birthday celebrations now. So they celebrate birthdays in their household for the entire month, which I think is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But so he makes up for it. But he didn't want to move into the space of lying to her about Santa Claus and things of that nature. But I love the concept of every day is Christmas. Every day is a present. And it's a gift. Every day is a gift. And every day is an opportunity to express the Christ energy in us. I thought that was absolutely beautiful. So these are just gentle reminders of what it is, what it means during this time of year, to love, to truly love, and to honor that divine energy in each of us. Dr. Reggie?
Yes.
You have anything you want to add?
I really think that in the beginning prayer and the statements that you made a lot of sense. And these wonderful little quips about our sons and people like that who are our adopted children in the universe.
Mm-hmm.
Letting us know what Christmas means to them. And it really means a good thing of being Christmas every day. Not just one day out of the week where people have to scramble around and try to find presents to impress people or go into debt. That's not the way to celebrate Christmas. You celebrate Christmas with the love from your heart and friendship and family. And that's what you do. And you honor yourself as the highest possible being that there can be. And you know what else? You honor other people that way, and you will be surprised at the love that you attract magnetically to yourself, and it shines out to others. So unless Cynthia has another major quote or anything she wants to say, I'm going to do my closing so you can do what you wish.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Dr. Reggie. There's something that I've wanted to share with you because this is also the time of year that we talk about peace on earth, peace on earth. And I'm reading from Oneness because they touch upon this. He says that you may ask then what are you to do when you're confronted with the opposing viewpoints of another being or an expression of collective will? You begin not with the scrutiny of the other party's motives, but with your own. You begin by digging honestly beneath the surface of the stance you've taken and exploring the real basis for your own position. Chances are, if you approach this exercise in full honesty with yourself, you will recognize a fortress built on a foundation of ego, an expression of will rooted in the fear of suppression by the will and ego of another. And this is hardly the recipe for oneness, much less for the world peace to which you pay much lip service. So oneness is telling us that we need to begin to reach that peace on earth. It begins with us. And that takes us right back to my first statement today, which is that which you are seeking, you must become.
Amen.
The peace must be within you. And what causes this unrest, this uneasiness, is coming from a place of fear. And that's what oneness is expressing again, that it comes from a place of fear. The conflict that arises, the need to be right, the need to judge someone else's path and how they are going about living their life, that is coming from a place of fear. And so oneness is recommending that we begin with seeking inside of us and seeking the motives inside of us, equal in meaning. We must address our fear, because if we're not coming from love, we're definitely coming from fear. Okay. So I just wanted to plant those little seeds in your heart this morning to tell you that we thank you so much for being listeners of Circles of Prosperity and following us, and to wish you a wonderful, wonderful holiday season. This is probably one of the best Christmas seasons you will have, because so much is going on the planet right now. So much love is pouring on the planet right now. And this is such a wonderful time to really go inward, to go inside, go into the silence, and see where you are on your path, and just really absorb the love that's flowing to you now and throughout the season. Dr. Reggie, can you take us into our closing prayer?
Heavenly Father, and Heavenly Mother, God and Goddess, our divine parents, thank you for the power and the energy of the Christ and the Christ consciousness in each and every person. Let this Christmas sprinkle on them the joy, the power, and the majesty of who you are in each person. Lift our hearts. Let us be joyous and have a sparkling day of love and peace, poise and power, standing in the fact that we know that you are the divine construct and energy of the universe, and that we live in that power and peace. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for all that is. You are the infinite intelligence that watches over us, that created us in the first place. Let us enjoy this time of Christ, the Christ Mass, the energy of what we believe in, and let us go forth in love always. We believe it is so, and so it is.